This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes as we continue our study of Bible teaching in the matter of human suffering. And for the past few days, we have been considering the value or the benefits of human suffering. I call your attention today to the fact that suffering helps the sufferer to see how easy it was for him to bear the problems, the pain, and the tribulation of other people. When a person truly suffers, he comes to understand that it is a very difficult, if indeed not impossible, thing for others to understand the various aspects of that suffering. But Jesus Christ sees the suffering as it is to the sufferer, while mere men cannot see it in that way. Jesus also perfectly sees suffering as it should be seen by the sufferer. But again, we mere human beings cannot see it in that way. The person who suffers can remember occasions in his own life when, while visiting a person who was in terrible pain or in some great trouble, some great tribulation, he somewhat casually and lightly, and perhaps without any real conception of what the other person was undergoing, urged that person to keep his chin up or stated some other worthless platitude. Those who have never truly suffered can usually bear better the malignancy of another person than a pin scratch on his own hand. But suffering allows us to learn something of the burden which others must endure and to truly sympathize with that burden. The Bible teaches us not only to rejoice with those that rejoice, but to weep with those that weep. A basic part of being a Christian is to have a sympathetic heart. And to be like Christ is to have that kind of sympathy. Suffering helps us to develop that kind of sympathy. Again, I call your attention to the fact that suffering gives us an opportunity to begin all over again. You see, suffering may lead to the kind of personal soul searching which causes a person to ask himself, "What kind of person am I really? Where am I right now? In what direction am I headed? What are my real goals in life? And what is my relationship with God? Am I a hypocrite? What are the real motives in my heart? What am I in the dark?" To ask oneself these questions honestly is usually to bring forth answers which show that a number of changes should be made in one's life. This usually leads to efforts to make a new life. In a sense, then, suffering can be said to provide each person who suffers with an opportunity to begin all over, the opportunity to begin anew, to build the kind of life which God would have him to build. Instead of reacting in bitterness against God, each sufferer should recognize that because of his pain or his tribulation, he and his family may be richly blessed. Now, as we have considered the benefits of suffering, let's turn our attention to the dangers of suffering. You know, suffering can be a benefit, but can also be of great danger. For suffering to benefit the sufferer, he must react to that suffering in the way God would have him to react. But when one does not properly react to it, instead of being beneficial, suffering can be very destructive. For example, suffering can cause one to despair. While a soldier is marching in review on the parade ground, he does not really know if he is a man of courage or not. The parade ground is not the place where courage is manifested. Being sharply dressed and marching in a straight line does not necessarily prove that a soldier will be brave and stand his ground when the first mortar shell bursts near enough for fragments to whine as they pass his head. The Apostle Paul declared in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3, "Endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ." My friend, there are great dangers to suffering, and within the next few days we propose to study with you some of those. And I hope that you will be with us and bring your own Bible to this study.